Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, that's the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, here in Australia, advises that solar activity has once again taken a tumble. The level of solar activity is now regarded as very low, with the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux having fallen to 69, that's 6.9, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to a very low level of single digit 3. So that means that for the immediate future, long distance propagation on multi-hop paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. So notes now from monitoring, which we've made here in Melbourne recently as we move into the autumn period and new frequencies and new season schedules will be taking place during the next month. This is a summary of monitoring research made at another of my noise-free receiving sites on the ridge above the Gold Memorial Road in the Warrandyte State Park, which is an outer east suburb of Melbourne. Sadly, no gold, but plenty of quartz outcroppings. So across the time span 0330 to 0400, we noted short path as the daylight path signals from Asia were dominant on various bands. They included the following. 9510, the Voice of America from the Vatican radio relay station at Santa Maria di Galleria with its programs in Somali. 9560, China, the People's Broadcasting Service at Urumqi, broadcasting in the Uyghur language. 9570, China Radio International from the Serik Albania relay station with its Chinese programs. And two frequencies for the National Service of the Voice of Vietnam, 9635 and 9850, both carrying different domestic service programming in the time period. And 9865, China Radio International, broadcasting in Hindi from the Kashi transmitting station in China. Two frequencies for China National Radio Network 2, noted in the 25 metre band, 11660 and 11670. And squeezed between those two frequencies, 11665, Radio Television Malaysia, with its domestic service relay, its relay of home service broadcasts on shortwave. That's the only shortwave frequency currently being used by Malaysia. 11735, the Voice of Korea in North Korea from Pyongyang with its Spanish language programs. And 11745, Saudi Arabia carrying a relay of the Arabic service of the station known as Al Arm. That's a political broadcasting entity. Another frequency for Saudi Arabia is 11860, this time carrying relays of the North Yemeni radio from its domestic service. And 11790, Japan, NHK from the Yamato transmitting station with its programs in Japanese. And in the 22 metre band, a number of stations audible, 13730, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site in Tamil. 13760 North Korea, the Voice of Korea, another frequency for the Spanish service. 13775 and 13870 Taiwan, the politically based station known as the Sound of Hope, broadcasting in Chinese languages. And 13800 China Radio International from Kashi with its programs in English. And 13840, very strong signals, as to be expected, from Radio New Zealand International. 13860, the station at Thailand, that's the international service of radio, I'm sorry, not Radio Thailand, it's Radio Azadi, broadcasting from the Udorn Relay in Thailand, with broadcasts in Dari. And up at the top end of the dial, in the 13 metre band, two stations, 21530 Taiwan, another frequency for the Sound of Hope with Chinese, and 21610 the Philippines, the Voice of America from the Tanang relay station with programs in Tibetan. Well, that was a summary of some monitoring notes I made recently researching the bands at one of my noise-free receiving sites on the ridge above the Gold Memorial Road in the Warrandyte State Park. That's an out-of-eastern suburban location in Melbourne. And they were between 0300 and 0330 and 0400. As I mentioned a moment ago, no gold there anymore. It's a old gold mining precinct, historical precinct, but plenty of quartz outcrops and quartz rocks. So we'll continue to search for gold amongst the signals next time we're out there. Some information now from our friends in Bulgaria and Sofia via their regular online DX orientated newsletter, SWLDX. And we note these frequencies and schedules heard recently in Eastern Europe. Eswatini, otherwise known as Swaziland, reception of Transworld Radio Africa in the 19 metre band between 1557 and 1627 on 15105 in the Kirundi language intended for Southern Africa, with a transmitter of 100 kilowatts and antenna of 013 degrees, and the transmitter is at Manzini. Station known as Dandal Kura Radio International, broadcasting via the Incident Relay Station in France, heard on 13590 from Issoudun in France, that's the relay station there, between 0700 and 0800 to Central Africa, with broadcast in the Kanuri language. Transmitter is 250 kilowatts, quite high power, and the antenna is 167 degrees. Station known as the Mighty KBC, broadcasting from a relay station at Nauen in Germany, noted in Eastern Europe on 13670 between 1000 and 1100 in English to Central Europe, and transmitted 100 kilowatts and the antenna 210 degrees. And the Voice of Greece, heard in Eastern Europe on 9420 at 0752 and 0756 in that time span, broadcasting to Western Europe in Greek, antenna located at Avalos in Greece, 150 kilowatts and an antenna of 323 degrees. And the Voice of Nigeria, not actually located in Nigeria, we don't think, but it's possible, broadcasting on 15120 between 1600 and 1900 to North Africa, broadcast in Arabic, Igbo and English, and those services were in the DRM digital mode. The Radio Sultanate of Oman station broadcasting on 15140 from 1405 to Western Europe in English, and the transmitter 100 kilowatts and the antenna 315 degrees. And the good signal noted in Sofia of the Far East Broadcasting Company, Manila, Philippines, in the 19 metre band, frequency of 15450 between 0900 and 1000 from the transmitting site at IBA, that's IBA, broadcast in Chinese languages to Eastern Asia, transmitter of 100 kilowatts and the antenna of 330 degrees. So there were some schedules and reception notes from the latest edition of the online bulletin SWL DX Bulgaria, which is produced by Technical Monitors in Sofia, and we thank the organisation for that information.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Who's that jolly jumper you've got in your